Let Go to Grow, Why Some Businesses Thrive and Others Fail to Reach Their Potential, by Doug and Polly White. Preface. Have you ever wondered why some businesses thrive and others plateau well short of their potential? The answer lies in how well each handles the inevitable challenges that every business faces as it transitions from micro to small and from small to mid-size. The focus is on the role of the principal, the owner, the entrepreneur, the visionary who got the ball rolling. Specifically, we take a close-up look at how and why the skill set of the top person in the organization must change and grow as the business matures and reaches its potential. Let Go to Grow is not about how to grow your sales or increase your market share. There are many other wonderful books on those topics. It's not about how to tap into the latest, greatest, cutting-edge, buzzword-of-the-month business trend. Let Go to Grow is about what makes the difference between strong, sustainable growth and blazing out like a shooting star, or merely struggling along year after year, never quite making it to the next level. It's about how the journey of the leader's personal development determines whether the business will enjoy sustained success or suffer self-inflicted wounds that lead to a downward spiral of drama and chaos, ultimately resulting in complete collapse. Think that sounds a bit exaggerated? Think again. America's littered with entrepreneurs who had great ideas, great strategies, and great opportunities, but somehow, despite all of their blood, sweat, and tears, their enterprises never quite reached their full potential. Let Go to Grow is about what happens to businesses and their owners as sales increase. It defines and examines the infrastructure that's necessary to sustain that growth. It's about how principals can avoid unwittingly suppressing the growth of their own businesses and how they can ensure that profits continue to flow as the business matures. Just as importantly, it's about how principals can maintain a personal life as their enterprise expands. We're a bit different from the authors of many business books. We're not academics. Sure, we have academic credentials, and we could choose to write many letters after our names. But we didn't learn the things about which we write in a management laboratory, a think tank, or a classroom. We're practitioners. We've lived them in the real world, and we have the scars to show for it. We've had the privilege of doing many different things over the past few decades. We've developed strategies for growth. We've seen those strategies succeed and sometimes fail. We've made difficult tactical decisions, some good, some not so good. We've executed startups and bought businesses. We've fixed broken businesses and orchestrated turnarounds. We've grown businesses, improved their profitability, and sold them. We've run companies, been responsible for the bottom line, and managed employees. We've hired, fired, motivated, praised, and disciplined them. In the course of our business careers, we've done many things right. We've done some things wrong. But most importantly, we've thought deeply about our experiences, and we've learned from them. Now you, too, can benefit from our experiences. We've worked in a broad range of industries, with various types of companies as employees or consultants. These range from heavy-duty manufacturing companies to banks. We've guided Fortune 500 companies, helped privately held startup businesses, and advised government agencies. Our experience spans a very broad range of functional areas, from finance to human resources, from operations to sales and marketing, and from customer service to IT. In short, we've had a very diverse set of experiences. Along the way, we've encountered some brilliant executives, and some who were less so, to put it mildly, some outstanding managers, and some who struggled mightily. Because of our broad range of experience, we've observed patterns of behavior, the similarities, and the differences between those who succeed and those who do not. And what we've learned could put millions of dollars on your bottom line. When we set out to write this book, we knew that we would build on our years of accumulated knowledge. We also believe in the old proverb, "The truly wise man never stops learning." Therefore, we decided to broaden our perspective. We undertook the task of interviewing more than 100 key decision makers in a broad range of small and mid-sized businesses. We went to their offices, walked through their plants, and sat in their conference rooms. We asked questions, compared notes, and shared experiences. Most importantly, we listened and we learned. You and your business can benefit from the wisdom of these leaders with whom we spoke. Much of what we heard resonated with our own experiences, but we also heard new thoughts and ideas that shaped our thinking. We debated what we heard with each other, spending countless hours arguing point and counterpoint. We honed our thinking. As conclusions began to emerge, we didn't have an elite graduate school of business, a top-tier management consulting firm, or a management laboratory with which to test and confirm our hypotheses. Accordingly, we took them back to the real-world business leaders from which they'd come to test validity. Again, our thinking was refined. In the end, what we heard was great consistency. We learned that as businesses grow from micro to small and from small to mid-size, principals face a consistent and predictable set of challenges. It's this insight that forms the basis of Let Go to Grow, and that allows us to share with you, the passionate, motivated business owner or manager, how to navigate around the pitfalls that you'll inevitably encounter as your business grows. We're indebted to those who were generous enough to sit with us and share their experiences, those who allowed us to bounce our ideas off of them and provide us with their thoughtful feedback. We offer our sincere thanks to each one. Without their help, the insights of this book would not have been possible. We guaranteed anonymity to those with whom we spoke in order to elicit complete candor. We guaranteed not to publish a list of the leaders with whom we spoke or the companies they run. Consequently, when we used an example that may reflect negatively on a company or an individual, we protected identities. All of our examples are real. A few are composites. We change names and industries to conceal identities. But every example is either something that we experienced firsthand or something that was told to us by those who did. In cases where we identified companies or individuals, we received their permission before doing so. In most cases, the leaders we interviewed ran businesses that were very successful. With only a few exceptions, the owners of those businesses that weren't successful aren't around to interview. However, the principals of the successful businesses, more often than not, told us that they did struggle at some point with key transitions as they grew their companies. It was not unusual for successful mid-sized business owners to say, "You know, we almost lost the company." Essentially, every enterprise faces these challenges as they grow and transition. We don't think that it's possible to take the potholes and bumps out of the road. However, we can help principals and the companies they run to successfully navigate around them. We can help them learn to let go to grow.